time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Quakey Taboni with the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, we're wrapping up the end of the school year program for them, and they've already got plans on what they're going to do for the summer. But we're going to talk about ending the school year with the Boys and Girls Club. And then if you're interested in signing up for some of the summer programs, we'll talk a little bit about those. What the fees are and all of that jazz that's coming up, because, you know, the Boys and Girls Club is such a great addition to Carbon County. They've got a lot of great things planned. They do fun things with the students as towards the end of the school year. We're going to talk about some of those things, but still, they've got those last few weeks of the school year that they've got to get through. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's dive right in. One of the first things I always like to ask is, how are things going at the Boys and Girls Club?
It's going great. We've had an excellent school year.
And we were talking before we came on the air, you guys have really kind of like two different sessions. You have one that is just a school year program, and that ends, of course, when the school year does. And then the summer program starts up. And this year, when is the summer program going to start up?
It'll start up in June. We run June 13th through August 5th.
So we'll talk all about that here coming up in just a bit. But let's talk about wrapping up the school year and how things have gone this year and some of the fun things that you guys have done. And maybe a few of the fun things you might have planned before the end of the school year. And I noticed the other day on your Facebook page that you had done a mural on the outside, and the club members had done all that. Have you got more things like that planned before the end of the year?
Yeah, we do. We have a ton of fun stuff coming up. We try to really squeeze in a ton of fun activities for these kids in May, because they've got summer fever. They're anxious to get done with school. We just did a Star Wars party yesterday, which was tons of fun with the kids. We have a day we're actually taking up some high schoolers up to Salt Lake to do a driving simulator with virtual reality, where they get to see what it's like to drive in a car. They've been working the last month on Road Code, which is a program where we teach them like how to get their learner permit and how to have good driving skills. So they get to go up and do this. We're taking a small group of teens, and they get to go see what it's like to drive in an actual car before they turn 15 and get their permit. We also have our STEM specialist coming back down for May to do another fun activity with us. They just did an escape room this month, and the month before they did monochromatic paintings, which seems kind of scary for me, chemicals and paint with kids, but they sure had a blast with that.
That's okay. You know, they got to learn somewhere, right?
Yeah.
They got to learn somewhere, and they might as well learn at the Boys and Girls Club. As we were saying, the school year program will end at the end of the school year, and then the summer program ramps up, and I believe you said like June 13th, but you guys are registering for that right now, correct?
Yeah, we are signing up right now. We're taking as many registrations as we possibly can to get so that we can benefit as many kids in the community as we can.
And your summer program is always a lot of fun. And so just give a tease of some of the things that you guys are going to do in your summer program this year.
Yeah, we, as always, try to throw a little bit of fun in there. We have Summer Brain Gain. That's our fun, but also academic side. Then we have multiple activities they get to do throughout the day. They go to the Peace Gardens every day. We have field trips coming up. They're going to do a soccer camp. And we also have, like always, we participate in international days.
So you've got plenty of great fun stuff that's coming as part of the summer program for the Boys and Girls Club. Now, if somebody's interested in this, what do they need to do as far as getting registered for the summer program?
Come on down to our club. We're at 60 East and 100 North in Price, and fill out an application. You can take it and bring it back, or fill it out right there in club. It's a $20 registration fee for the whole summer, and get your kids signed up and they can come and have a great summer.
Just get ready to have fun. Really, that's all it sounds like. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And have fun this summer. Have fun with the rest of the school year, but have fun this summer and enjoy what you guys are doing down there at the Boys and Girls Club. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.